realize the fullness of blessing. Immerse yourself in the Word of God and jump into joy, health, faith, hope, and love. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory for a Convention Week special.
In the first chapter of 1 John, it tells you exactly what to do. It's all laid out there. It's very plain. He said, if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth isn't in us. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just. He is faithful and just. The word just there means righteous. He is faithful and He is righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All of it. The unrighteousness He's talking about is violating that commandment of love. I'm telling you, folks, the whole thing is wrapped up right there. Because the commandment of love covers all sin. All of the commandments. All of it is wrapped up in love. The Lord thy God and your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said it once. And then it's quoted again in other scriptures, particularly in the book of Romans. Amen. What a marvelous thing. So, what do we do? How do we fix this? We repent by faith, not by feelings. When we say we're walking in love, we're not just conducting ourselves in a love manner. We are walking in the light of His love for us and conducting ourselves in that light. We're walking in that love. Jesus said, I'm going to read that from the 15th chapter of John's Gospel. You need to read this just every two or three days. You'll take that 15th chapter, 14, 15, 16, 17 out and read it. Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. You keep my commandments and you live in my love. That's living, walking, abiding in love. Okay? You keep those my commandments and you will abide in my love even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. Glory. Even as. Same level. Even as. You can live a life even as He lived it. He didn't violate it. But He is faithful and He is righteous to forgive us and cleanse us when we do. Which gives us in Him, in His love, gives us His sin-free status with the Father. You need to learn how to do that. Oh, yeah. Your Father looks at you like you ain't never sinned since the day you got saved. Don't tell Him any different. That's Jesus' business. Jesus is my Lord. He's my Savior, and He's got me covered. But if I'm too dumb to partake of it, then I begin to walk in darkness. And the curse begins to spring up in my life. It doesn't have any right to, but that it does it because I opened the door and allowed it to because I refused to walk in this light right here. Ah, but when you repent by faith, it doesn't have anything to do with your feelings. It has to do with what He just said. You say, oh, God, I mean, I sinned. I messed that up. I shot my mouth off. I'm guilty. And I confess it before you, Lord Jesus. I confess it before you. But now I immediately confess. Because now listen, Lord, I want to remind you something here that you keep the Father's commandments, do you not? You do, don't you? You walk in His love and you keep His commandment. Oh, that means that you got to love me as yourself. I am your neighbor, Jesus. Now you can... Hallelujah. Then you flip over to Isaiah 43:25. I am he who blots out your transgressions for mine own sake. Well, I know he did it for my sake, but he said he did it for his sake. I told you this. I think it's Monday night. I believe it was I told you. I said, Lord, why do you say you do that for your sake? He said, do you like to remember bad things about your children? I said, no. He said, I don't either. I have blotted that sin out. The moment you released your faith and the moment you activated my word, I blotted. See, when he says he blots, he blots. He doesn't just kind of move it around and say, well, you know, I just kind of blot. No. He wiped it out. It's gone. That page is empty. But the next verse says, put me in remembrance. Declare that you may be justified. I said, Lord, what does that mean? He said, Kenneth, I have blotted out that transgression. The moment you exercise your faith, the moment you confessed it, and the moment you believe you receive it, it doesn't have anything to do with your feelings. It has to do with the words of Jesus. He said, I blotted out that thing out of my memory, and I am offering you a blank page in my memory. Now, fill it up with what you want me to remember about you. Remind me how you're blessed. Remind me how you're healed. Remind me of my word. Fill my mind up with your redemption. Fill my mind up with what the cross has done for you, with who you are in Christ Jesus. Fill my mind up with that. You fill up my mind with the things you want me to remember about you. Ooh, I got busy. Glory to God. I remember the time it got so real to me. I did something stupid, and I went before the Lord. I was preaching a meeting down in Florida years and years ago, and I repented in a hurry. I said, "Oh God, how dumb! I don't know, no. I repent of that. I repent of that." And oh, I felt terrible. Whew, I felt bad. And later on that afternoon, it just kept getting worse. I mean, I just got to feeling like the most terrible thing. And finally, I said, Lord, I ain't going over and preach tonight. You just have to get you somebody else. I ain't going. He's just as plain. I mean, just as plain as I'm talking to you. I don't know whether it's audible or not. I don't imagine you'd have heard it if you'd have been there. But I heard it. I heard it all over. Amen. He said, what are you talking about? I said, you know what I'm talking about? What do you mean what I'm talking about? What I did? He said, doesn't my word say that I blot out your transgressions? I said, yes, sir. He said, doesn't my word say I'm faithful and just to forgive you of your sin when you confess them? I said, yes, sir. He said, Kenneth, for you to stand there and talk to me like that and bring that back up into my face and tell me you're not going over there tonight is in bad taste. That's an insult. Oh, then I felt worse than ever. I said, oh, Lord, what? Oh, Lord. He said, you're yielding to the physical, natural symptoms of guilt. He said, that don't mean that you're not forgiven or not cleansed. It means that you hadn't done anything with the guilt that's after you. And then I saw the separation between the two. And I said, well, I'm not going to put up with that. I'm not going to listen to that. I rebuke the symptoms of guilt and sin. I am delivered from it. I'm cleansed. I'm an innocent man in the name of Jesus. And I'm going over at night and I'm going to preach the gospel. Glory to God. I'm going to walk in the light and I'm going to walk in the blood and I walk free. Hallelujah. Well, I still felt doggy about it, but it started lifting off of me. And by service time, it was just about gone. And I just started laughing and praising God and rolling all the care of it over on the Lord. I said, Lord, I ain't going to bring it up no more. Praise it. He said, I appreciate it. I really learned something that day. Amen. Now, same thing works the other way. When you forgive somebody, you do it as an act of your will, not because you feel like it, not because of anything other than the fact that you know it's right, and you are not willing to turn that blessing loose in your life in order to hold something against somebody else. And you start walking in your God-given rights.
Let's look at Psalm 145 today. This talks about the goodness of God. Let's see. Let's look at verse 8. The Lord is gracious. That means He's disposed to show favors. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. You know, that's why we've had healing school all over the world for all these years. And Jesus has always come to heal people. He's always manifested His presence. We've never had healing school and we said, okay, let's hear a testimony. We've never anywhere in the world done that testimonies didn't come. Because Jesus is there. God is good. It's His will for you to be healed. He's gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all. Isn't that a wonderful scripture? That means He's good to you. He's good to me. He's good to every person all over the world watching by internet today. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. Verse 16 says, Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in His ways and holy in all His works. If you have a desire to be healed today, the Lord will open His hand. His hand is open and satisfy you. He is righteous in all of His ways and holy in all of His work. Verse 20 says, well, let's look at 19. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. He will fulfill the desire of them that walk in accordance with Him, agree with Him, honor Him, let Him be Lord of their lives. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserveth, the New Living Translation says, protects. The Lord preserveth all them that love Him. But all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. Let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. We give You praise today, Jesus. We recognize You as the healer. You're the one that does the work. We give You all the praise. We expect, every one of us expect to be healed because You are good to every person. Hallelujah. You say, well, I don't think the Lord's been very good to me. Well, you need to do a little checkup on what you've been doing toward Him. Have you been walking with Him? Have you been obeying Him? Have you been spending time with Him? Have you been time in the Word? You know, if you don't know what He's promised you, you can't have faith for it. And thank God we don't get what we deserve. We get what we believe for. And you can't believe without the Word of God. So the way for you and me to stay healed is by the Word of God. He sent His Word and healed them, the Scripture says, and delivered them from their destructions. Hallelujah. So God is good. He's good to all. He wants all of you to be healed. He knows that healing is good because the Scripture says Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. All people have had to do then, all we have to do now is just receive that. Receive Him and receive His Word concerning the promises of healing. Look at Psalm 103. What a marvelous psalm this is. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth, oh, what benefits God has, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Glory to God. There's not a sin He won't forgive. There's not a sickness He won't heal. And when is He ready? Anytime you're ready. And I'm ready. Say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
He healeth all our diseases. I take it personally. I take the word personally. You should take the word personally. That's when it does you good. who redeems thy life from destruction. That would be, could be accidents. It could be any kind of a situation, storms. It could be attacks from your enemy in any way. He redeems my life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. If we put the word in our heart, the word comes out our mouth, because from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if we want to be satisfied with good things out our mouth, we put the good word of God that promises us the good things in our heart. Amen.
The covenant of God that overrides the curse. Blessed. Blessed. The anointing of God through which divine favor flows. Blessed. Blessed. The power to produce. Blessed. So I realize that everything that happens to me in life has to happen in three dimensions if I'm going to have God or Christ as the Lord of my life. See, spiritually, physically, financially. I must be an example in all three phases and never make an excuse. There's a difference between fact and truth. It may be a fact that you've been diagnosed with cancer, but the truth is by His stripes I am healed.
If we're having to heal ourselves, well, it would be tough. But we're not. It's not our power. We don't have to heal ourselves. What do we have to do? Believe that we receive it. Believe that we take it. And once you believe you've received it, you believe you got it. And if you believe you've got it, you're not waiting on it. You're not working for it. You're not trying to get it. You believe you have it now.
And if you're here tonight and you say, Brother Jerry, I want to know this God like you're referring to tonight. I want to know Him as my God. I want to know this God intimately and personally like you're talking about. I want to have that real Bible kind of faith that dares to believe that God is everything that I need Him to be. Well, it all begins by receiving Jesus as the Lord of your life. You've never done that. It doesn't take a whole lot other than being willing to believe in your heart that He is the Son of God, believing in your heart that He died for you, and believing in your heart God raised Him from the dead so that you might be saved.
Tonight, we've got a live report from Super Kids Academy.
It is going so great in Super Kid Academy. I've got some of our special forces. These are Super Kids from Eagle Mountain International Church, and I thought you'd like to hear from them a little bit about what's going on in here.
During praise and worship, there's just been so many, like such a move of God among everybody.
There have been many people who have faced their fears and then just gone so high.
I felt something I've never felt in praise and worship, and I know a lot of other people have. They have been facing their fears. There's a lot of people who have been filled with the Spirit, have been saved. It's been really awesome.
Dad, you know, you were talking about these containers. These guys are containers of the Spirit of God, and they're hungry. They're so hungry. They're talking about praise and worship. They're hungry to just pour out to the Lord and let Him fill them back up.
Brother Jeremy Pearsons is going to be coming across live tonight from down in 1440.
We have got just over 800 junior high and senior high students registered in this meeting, and we are absolutely loving it. Right now, going on right behind me, we've got the spirit of praise and worship in this place. Your young people, if you've got young people in this meeting, I'm telling you right now, they are coming home changed. They are coming home different. They are coming home brand new. And you can blame God for every bit of it. I mean, we are experiencing things in this place that are absolutely real. This place is full of the presence of God.
Thank you. I see that hand. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I see those hands. Could I see one more? Don't miss my Jesus. Thank you. I see those hands up there on the side now.
Tonight, I am in what we call our altar care room, where we bring folks after they've made a decision for Jesus.
When we have altar calls at the end of a service, that's not the only time that's going on here. Riley was telling me that all throughout the week, during services, after services, when he's walking back to the hotel, when he's walking in the concourse area where people are getting concessions, you are leading people to Jesus.
Yes,
tell me,
sir,
about how you do that.
So this guy comes up, his name is Jose, and he came in. I said, Jose, let me ask you real quick, are you from this area? And he said, yes, I am. And I said, well, Jose, let me ask you this. If you died today, do you know where you'd go? And he was like, no, sir, I don't know that. And I said, well, let me share with you what the Bible says. And I said, Romans 3 says, we've all sinned. Romans 6 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life. And then I said, Romans 10 says, whoever calls on the Lord will be saved. I said, Jose, pray this quick prayer with me. Well, Tim, he prays the prayer, and then he says, I have so much peace in my heart right now. He said, the Lord sent you here just for me.
Now, here is a good report. Riley Stevens, our guy that at Eagle Mountain International Church is head of all the soul-winning ministry and soul-winning teams. And he took a team out today on the streets, and they won 119 people to the Lord out on the streets today. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Get ready to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with other anointed ministers from across the country as we come together with believers from around the world. Spend an entire week in the Word at these life-changing meetings in 2008. Start things off in California at the West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th, this year at a new location. Join us at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Then head down to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention from the 4th to the 9th of August at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Finally, come to the Great Lakes Believers Convention August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information on these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
In the life of every believer, there is a defining moment of devotion. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland created Pursuit of His Presence as a practical everyday guide designed to help you get to that place, the center of His peace and boundless blessings. Pursuit of His Presence gives you 365 daily devotions, key scriptures, and a daily Bible reading. Spend time each day with this book, and you'll find God's Word so deep in your heart that it guides your words and actions in relentless pursuit of His presence.
To request your copy of Pursuit of His Presence, log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. This devotional by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is now available for just $9.99. To request your copy by phone, call toll-free 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Create a study plan, jump into the Word, and allow God to take control of your life. Order Pursuit of His Presence today.
They give you the basics so that when in the middle of the night or when you have a time where you need help and you can't reach someone, they teach you how to do it yourself.
Before I came here, I mean, I was faith-driven. I was very motivated to grow my relationship with God and everything. After this is like a whole nother level. I mean, I know it's for sure just on a whole nother level. Faith level, just every level is just turned up like 1,000 notches.
That's what's so beautiful about here is you feel that freedom and welcome. But when you come here, you feel that welcome to drink. And I'm telling you, it's refreshing, it's restoring, and You got to encourage everybody to come.
You can't even imagine what can happen and how your life can change if you just come. Just take that step of faith and just come, and God will meet you there.
I would tell them they should come because they will learn something wonderful.
On any given day during our conventions, you'll have an opportunity to pray and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But we don't want you to wait till this summer. We want to give you that same opportunity here today. This is your day of salvation, so don't put it off. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It's so simple. All you have to do is just pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, thank you for sending Jesus to take my place on the cross. I believe that He died for me and that He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Take my life and do something with it. Forgive me of my sin and make me brand new. In Jesus' name, amen. It is so easy. It's done. If you prayed that prayer with me, you are a believer. You're a Christian. Jesus lives in your heart. Just let us know and we'll send you our free salvation package. It's got some books and some study guides that are going to help you on your walk with Jesus. Because now that you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you need to begin listening and training your spirit to hear from God. And so one great place to do that is at our Believers Conventions that you've been watching. I want to personally invite you to come. It will cause you to grow up quickly in the things of God. Our West Coast Believers Convention is June the 30th through July the 5th. This is a new location for us in Long Beach, California. Then our Southwest Believers Convention is August the 4th through the 9th in Fort Worth, Texas. Great Lakes Believers Convention is August 18th through 23rd in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Just make the decision to come. Bring the family and believe God that you can be there with us where your life can change. Join us again tomorrow. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you today that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. To help you get started learning your Bible, they have put together a special salvation package, which includes 5 books and a study brochure. Request your free package online when you log on to kcm.org. This is the year of the fullness of blessing. Take hold of the promises of God and receive the manifestation of the blessing without measure. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Well, here's how you want to die. You just leave your body. God just calls you home one day. You can be out 99 years old on your jog. And God can say, okay, you can come home now.